How do you feel when you think about the judgment? Some people today have a dreadful fear, and they ought to. People that are lost in sin ought to fear and dread the judgment day. But Christians should not have this kind of painful dread about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, we ought to have a sense of awe, a fear in that sense, but not the kind of dread that people who are lost have. Instead, Christians should have confidence about the judgment day. And the book that we're going to look at today ties this seemingly unlikely pair together. And I'm talking about assurance and the judgment. And there's a book that talks about the blessed assurance that we sometimes sing about, and it is the book of 1 John. We're going to look at some passages in the book of 1 John today that deal with the second coming of Jesus Christ. It tells Christians to be confident even with the judgment approaching. Now, the first passage that we're going to look at is 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. 1 John 2, verse 28. Let's read this together, and then we want to think about these words. John says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming." So the first thing that John says that we're to do is to abide in him. That means to abide in his word. It's important to go back to chapter 1 and chapter 2 to realize how much he stresses this. He constantly talks about abiding or remaining or dwelling in him and dwelling in his word. You'll remember back in chapter 1, verse 7, that he said, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." So he continually says in this book to abide in him, to continue in the word of God, to remain in him. This is oftentimes stressed in this book of 1 John. Now, of course, there were some then, just like there are some now, who don't remain in the Lord. They leave. And as a matter of fact, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 19, he talks about some who went out from us. So there were some who did not abide in him. But the Bible says that if we do abide, if we do remain in him, then there is a great reward for those who do so. Now, the Bible says here in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, that if we abide in him, then when he shall appear, we can have confidence. Not a feeling of guilt, not a feeling of desperation. Now, just picture the difference at the judgment day. Millions will be overwhelmed with terror and with all kinds of grief. They'll have a feeling of panic and alarm, but there's nothing that they can do. Some of those people will beg and plead with Jesus Christ, but to no avail. Jesus said in that day, "Many will say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? But then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7, 22 and 23. So it's going to be a sad day in the day of judgment for people who are lost. They are going to have a feeling of guilt, a feeling of remorse, a feeling of shame, a feeling of desperation, a feeling of panic, but there's going to be nothing that they can do about it. Now, on the other hand, contrast that feeling and that situation with the ones who are saved, with Christian people at the judgment day. Those who are saved, when the judgment day comes, will be in awe, but there will be great joy. There will be relief that it's all over, that there are no more trials, that there are no more heartaches and no more pains to go through. There will be a feeling in saved people at the day of judgment that I would describe as a feeling of vindication, a feeling that justice is finally being served. Because the Bible says in that day that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess to God. Romans 14, verse 11. So all the enemies and all the opponents of the Lord will be brought to justice in that day. It will be a great day of wonder and anticipation for saved people because saved people will realize my life is really just beginning now. So the Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 28, that if we abide in Jesus Christ, when the judgment day comes, we can have confidence and not be ashamed before Him. Now, of course, many people will be ashamed when they stand before the Lord in the judgment day. They will be ashamed of how they've lived. They will be ashamed of what they said. They'll be ashamed of how selfish they were. They'll be ashamed that they didn't love God and help other people. But not Christians. Christians won't be ashamed. Christians will be confident. And so this verse does talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ and the judgment. It talks about Him appearing, and it talks about His coming. And it says that we can have confidence in that day. Now, the next passage that I want to look at in 1 John is just below this one. It's found in 1 John chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 2 and 3. 1 John chapter 3, beginning in verse 2, says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." Now let's go back to verse 2. 1 John 3, verse 2 says, "We are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be." It does not, at this time, appear what we shall be or be like. Now, we'll know later. We will know when He appears, that is, when He comes again. We will understand more fully then. But right now, there are a lot of things that we don't understand about the future and about the future state of Christians. We know a few things about what it will be like, but we can't fully comprehend it now. For instance, we know that when we get to heaven, we will not die anymore. Luke 20, verse 36, there won't be any more death. We know from that same passage in Luke 20, verse 36, that we will be equal to the angels. Now, that's what Jesus said. He said that if you are resurrected to eternal life, you will not die anymore, and you will be equal to the angels. And He also said in that same section that there will be no marriage in heaven. We will not be married anymore. Luke 20, verse 35. So He says there's a lot that we don't know about our future state, but there is one thing that we do know. He says we do know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. Now, He doesn't say that we'll be the same as Jesus. He doesn't say that we'll be equal to Him. Jesus said that we will be equal to the angels, but the Bible does not teach that we'll be equal to Jesus. If we were equal to Jesus, we'd be God. So we're not going to be put on the plane of deity, but the Bible does say that we will be like Him. Now, here in this life, of course, we're supposed to follow Jesus and be like Him in our lives. We're to be like Jesus in our thinking. But then, when the end of time comes, when the judgment day comes, we will be like Him in form. We will be like Him in our existence. Now, good commentary on what He's talking about here is found in Philippians chapter 3. Let me read with you Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21. Here the Bible says, "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Now notice very carefully verse 21. This is Philippians 3, verse 21, and it talks about the change that is going to take place in our existence. He says, "Who shall change our vile body?" What is going to happen to this body that we live in that is vile by comparison or in contrast to the spiritual body that we'll receive at the resurrection day? The Bible says in that day He's going to change this vile body so that it may be fashioned or made like His glorious body. So that passage says that our physical body will be changed to be like Him. Jesus will change our vile body so that it, our body, may be fashioned like unto His glorious body. So our existence, our mode of being, will be like Jesus because our body will be changed. So in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, he says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. And he goes on to say, for we shall see him as he is. Now, right now, we can't see Jesus at all. People in Jesus' time saw his body. They saw his physical appearance, but they did not and could not see his spirit, his real essence. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 16, whom no man has seen nor can see. So the Bible says in that day we will be able to see him, to see his essence. And notice what he says in verse 3 about the effect that knowing this has on our lives. He says in verse 3, and every man that has this hope, what hope? The hope of seeing him, the hope of being like him in the judgment day. Every man that has that hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Now, how does that work? How can having the hope to see Jesus and to be like him purify your life? Well, it motivates you. That hope motivates us to keep our hearts and our lives pure. It gives us the motivation to live right so that in that day we can be accepted by God Almighty. Now, the next passage that we're going to look at in 1 John about the judgment day, about the second coming of Christ, is 1 John chapter 4. We're going to read verses 17 and 18. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 says, herein is our love made perfect, that is complete or full, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. This passage says that when our love is complete, when it's full, when our love is what it's supposed to be, we can have boldness in the day of judgment. You see, love removes guilt and it gives us courage. It gives us boldness, not arrogance, but openness and plainness of speech. So the Bible in 1 John 4, verse 17, gives us a very simple formula for having boldness and confidence in the day of judgment. If we want to have confidence in the day of judgment, we need to love God and love others the way that we should. Now, on the other hand, he points out that if we don't love God and if we don't love others the way that we should, that's going to produce a state of fear, in general, and a fear especially of the judgment. And he says that that fear causes torment on the inside. Now, contrast that to the fact that he says that love that is full and complete gets rid of that fear, it casts that fear out, and then it gives us boldness and confidence in the day of judgment. These are some passages from 1 John on the second coming of Jesus Christ and the judgment day. Christians can and should be confident about the judgment.